May I go outside now?
No, replied Marjorie, turning back to her book. Ladies don't play outside.
Ladies stay inside and sit nicely, Cinder's stepsister Agnes announced from her seat on the sofa. Like us, listening to Mother reading. Ladies don't ruin their dresses in the mud as you always do.
I like reading, but I like reading for myself, not listening to Marjorie, Cinders muttered, scratching at a stain on the hem of her dress. What had she spilled on it that was purple? She doesn't do all the voices, and I'd rather read outside, not cooped up in here. Sometimes it gets a bit muddy. I can't help that.
I wouldn't mind reading outside, piped up Eleanor. It's a lovely day. Maybe I'd like it. You wouldn't like it at all, Agnes informed her little sister. There are bugs everywhere, and it would be no good at all for your complexion. You want to stay inside with me and Mother.
Do I? Eleanor replied with a shrug. If you say so.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Marjorie said, turning her back to Cinders. There was a beautiful girl in a faraway kingdom, and she was loved by everyone she met. She was good and truthful, and she never lied to her stepmother about finishing her chores when there was clearly a sinkful of dishes waiting to be washed.
Cinders sloped back into the kitchen, turned on the tap, and stared out the window. Not for the first time, she wished the elves would make some kind of device for washing dishes, instead of just useless things like phones for playing games. A washy, dishy thingy. The name might need work. Cinders sighed. Trust Eleanor to side with Agnes. They always ganged up against her. Before her father had remarried, she dreamed of having a loving mother and a sibling to play with. But instead, she'd been saddled with miserable Marjorie and the terrible twosome. Marjorie wasn't so bad, but she thought about nothing but herself and how she looked and what people thought of her and her girls. She was always nagging Cinders, punishing her messiness and forgetfulness with chores, chores, and more chores. It hadn't been so bad when they'd first come to live in her pink cottage at the edge of the woods, but as they'd gotten older, Cinders had realized her stepmother was always going to be bossy and boring, and that she and her stepsisters had absolutely nothing in common. When she was inside, Cinders was always covered in glitter and glue or had paint in her hair. When she was outside, she loved to climb trees and chase her dog, Sparks, around the forest. Ellie and Aggie hated to leave the house unless they were absolutely forced to do so. Their idea of a dreamy afternoon was poring over pictures of Prince Joderick before discussing the very latest trends in ribbon tying or taking photos of themselves. More than anything, they hated the idea of any activity that might get them dirty. Cinders couldn't remember the last time she wasn't head to toe in mud by the end of the day. All she wanted was an adventure. All her stepsisters wanted was a new elf phone. Staring at the stack of dirty dishes, she sighed. I'm going to be stuck here forever, she muttered under her breath, fixing her big green eyes on the bright blue sky above. I wish these dishes would wash themselves. Cinders reached out for a dirty plate, but before she could even touch it, she felt a jolt shoot through her hands. The plate jumped off its pile, plopped into the sink, and disappeared under the bubbles with a splash. Marjorie, Ellie, and Aggie all looked up at once at the sound. Nothing to see here, Cinders called to them, smiling like a loon. Just me, washing the dishes. Same old, same old. Fishing around in the sink, she hunted for the missing piece of china in a panic. If she broke another plate, she'd be scrubbing the toilet for a month. Suddenly, the plate flew up out of the sink and set itself on the kitchen table. Squeaky clean and bone dry. But I didn't even touch you, Cinders whispered, pulling her hands out of the water. What is happening? One by one, all the dirty dishes whizzed themselves into the sink and out again, piling up neatly on the table. Cinders gazed at her fizzing fingertips, holding them up in the sunlight.